At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app on Apple Podcasts, and on Android, I recommend Spotify or the Five Reasons YouTube channel. Also, check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server, $2.99 per month. You can find the link right here in the description. And that's where you can communicate with Heat fans all day long. Also, we're pulling topics from there for the months of July, August, September, maybe even part of October. So you can post them there. Right there in the pod playback review area. Check it out, $2.99 per month. Get away from Twitter, talk Heat all day long. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. Reach out to our friends Michael, Robert, their entire team in Boca Raton. They service the entire Tri-County area. Water cleanup of Florida. They do the preventative maintenance. If you have a leak, they'll take care of it right away. And if something happens, you haven't gotten into it in advance, they'll do the damage assessment and clean it up for you. Water Cleanup of Florida, almost 100 five-star reviews on Google. Check it out. Again, Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz, they got the guts. And now, today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop in one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. I got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at BradyHawk305. We're going to talk about Bam again. I mean, why not? Right, because he's one of the guys playing, as is Nikola Jovic, playing for Serbia. They're going to face each other, probably guard each other in game one. Make sure that you check out the episode we did with Brian Fonseca. Greg and I got into that with him. Brian does as much study on the USA team, the rest of the Olympic teams, as anybody, and he gave some of his dark horses. Couldn't get him to say that Puerto Rico would medal. I tried, but he wouldn't go quite that far. But he talked about some of the other teams, obviously, that the U.S. is going to be facing. And what some of the better players, are on those teams, and also how the USA team is going to fit together, and whether or not they can win gold. So make sure you check that out. We're going to talk about Bam specifically here, though, and this is a topic I was thinking about today. He's playing right now with two of the best bigs in the NBA. Okay, now we talked on the last podcast, Brian, Greg, and I, about the fact that we don't think Embiid should be starting. Okay, it's just not a format for him, and some of the things that work in the NBA for him don't work in the international game. And it almost seems like a favor at this point. I know it's crazy to say this about an MVP, but almost a favor to have him start because, again, he's playing for the U.S. instead of France. There was a lot that went into that. But he doesn't seem like the best fit for the starting lineup. It seems like the best fit for the starting lineup would be either Anthony Davis or Bam Adebayo. But, again, Bam is practicing against these guys all the time. I've talked a lot about what he's going to learn from a leadership perspective from guys like Curry and LeBron that he can take back. But from the big specifically, are there things that he can incorporate from Embiid, from AD, that he can take back? And, like, is it a move? Is it a style of play? Is it where they operate on the floor? Is it, you know, maybe a weight that he wants to play at? So let's start here. And I think this is the harder one to figure out. Brady, what would he take from Joel Embiid that would be useful to him and to the Heat?
Maybe the foul baiting tactics so he can get to the line a little bit more. I mean, that's the easy answer. I think the key with both of them, and probably more specifically Anthony Davis, is as much as we want to see him shoot the three and he's really putting it up with Team USA and doing all this stuff, like Anthony Davis is so complacent with just playing his game in a box that it feels like Bam can learn that specifically, where it's like he plays in such like a simple game, it feels like, where it's like screen and rolling, playing in certain spots, just waiting for the ball to come to him. Super active, as we see with Team USA, where he's playing those offensive boards. And he's just super like an energy guy, where he just become, and that's also what Bam does, where it's like, I think it's more so that style, where as much as it's like he has such a high ceiling or the no ceiling stuff, that I think in some ways it is almost better if the roster puts him in a position where he is boxed in, like where he doesn't have to do absolutely everything like we've seen over the last few years, where he has to fill every single gap that the roster provides when guys are in and out of the lineup. So I think that one would be important. Obviously, that relies on guys actually playing for this team. But the second thing I'd say, because I know the whole topic here is like comparing to the bigs, but I think honestly, he's probably going to learn more from the wings. It's probably not crazy to hear, but it's like being with Kevin Durant, being with even guys like Anthony Edwards or Jason Tatum or any of these wing guys that are on the roster, like playing in that style, because as he says he wants to be a four, as he begins to kind of transfer into that role and play in different spots, and if he wants to play with Khalil Ware, I think learning that stuff, like learning how to play off the ball and be in scoring mode when you're not the five man on the floor, like that is an adjustment to make. So it's funny though, the Anthony Davis comp, because they're both just like competing with each other to telling each other they're not the five right now in this lineup. So like, I don't know how much he's learning in that sense, but the Joel Embiid one's a hard one. Like, legitimately, I know it's a joke about the foul baiting stuff, but like, that is a skill in today's NBA. Like, if he could find advantages, like he does a good job with the D-Wade pump fake, where he gets guys off their feet and he'll jump into him. But if he finds ways to find other tactics, kind of gets the line, makes things a lot easier for him. But I don't think he's gonna get to Embiid levels.
Just you comparing Joel Embiid to D-Wade in any way just gave me like a visceral reaction.
No.
Yeah, I was muted.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, I know Embiid's your favorite, Alex.
You know, it's funny. I was actually going to give him credit here, and I thought Brady was going to take my answer, so I'm glad he did it so I didn't have to come up with a backup one. And in all seriousness, I think Bam could learn from some of Embiid's, like, footwork in the post and just kind of mentality in the post. And, you know, to give him credit, like, his weaknesses is like, kind of, you know, a team doing their work early and getting him out of position, kind of like what the Heat did against him a couple of seasons ago in the playoffs, and also, you know, sending a lot of help and trying to force him into turnovers, passing the ball. Like, he became a bit of a better passer this year, so I'm going to give him credit there. But more than anything, obviously, it's tough to just say, you know, get Embiid's footwork, because Embiid is just so much bigger, and like, they're obviously very different body types. So it's way easier said than done. But there is something to be said about his footwork down there and the skill he has, and, you know, just kind of his confidence in the post, and just, you know, when he's got to be there, he'll do it. He has no problem doing that. Maybe sometimes he floats too much out to the perimeter, because he really likes kind of playing in that mid block and extended too. So like Embiid, I think, is somebody who, when he's at his best, is he's getting a balance of everything, but is more than anything doing his work in the post. And that's where like the biggest impact comes offensively. Of course, like along with everything else he does there. And this is the most you'll ever hear me give him credit. So, you know, remember this now, but I do think like there are, you know, little tricks he could learn here, because I think Bam has gotten better over the years at like, you know, when he gets a mismatch, kind of backing him down, sometimes finishing over them. A lot of times, more often than not, he is looking for the passer after they, you know, I mean, sorry, he is the passer after they double. And I think that's good, right? He wants to get the ball moving. It's great offense, but I do think like, him getting better at being able to punish a mismatch, you know, get better position, have better footwork, and finish over the top better, just cleaning up that part of his game, because it's also the finishing part of it, not just the footwork, because I think Bam has good footwork. He likes to play face up, but like as far as I want him to be more confident in that post up, and that requires, you know, I think more some of those tips and tricks that he might learn from watching an Embiid, even though he has been kind of, you know, underwhelming.
Let's go to the other guy, because there's more similarity here. AD, I think. And I know that With AD, it gets all over the place because there was the injury history, but this year he played 75 games, which actually would have led the Heat. And then, you know, also AD had that kind of blip where he just shot the hell out of the ball against the Heat in the 2020 finals in the bubble, and he really hasn't done that since. So I'll start with you on this, Alex. I'll go to you as you're drinking because you always go to me when I'm choking. What can he learn from AD?
Well, I think Brady kind of went over it already as far as, like, you know, just I guess figuring out the balance of, like, playing your game and also just fitting alongside others, because Bam is really, really good at that. Like, you know, fitting alongside other good players. You're seeing it now on Team USA. And I think that's part of the, you know, part of the positives with AD too, is that you get somebody who you get a superstar, two-way superstar, who is kind of portable offensively, doesn't need the ball too much, but can give you stuff there, as you know, as the Heat saw in the bubble finals when he was like a three-level scorer for a couple months. No, but in all seriousness, AD is a really good player. Maybe he doesn't move how he used to when he was in New Orleans, but he has really figured himself out as a player. And even though Bam has like kind of had different identities because of the ways that he's been used offensively over the years and how that's changed, like I still think there's more to be done as far as finding the balance there. And we talked about that over the past couple of regular seasons, because sometimes, like, especially like in the first half of the past couple of regular seasons, he ends up kind of leaning towards more middies, and then it kind of goes away from it in the second half. So I feel like he's still balancing the two. And it also has to do with the type of plays they're calling. So, you know, that's out of his hands. Sometimes, like, they were just going to him more and setting up those plays for him to get positioned in the post more often. And so that's gone up and down too. So it's not all Bam's fault. But I do think, like, he still has that part to get to. Like, he's an awesome player. He's already in his prime. But, like, this is what we talk about, right? Like, I think him figuring out that balance in his game is how he gets the best out of himself. And I think AD has done a pretty good job of that.
The other thing he's going to get in this Olympics is he's probably going to get decent lobs, I would think. Steph can throw a lob. We've seen that Rozier has sort of a knack for it. A lot of Heat guards have not. You know, we talked a lot about it with Lowry. It didn't really happen. We also talked about how little Jimmy passes to him. Goran kind of figured it out towards the end. What working with the guards in this Olympics, Brady, what can be gained?
Well, I think the key is, as I was saying before, like, he is playing in this specific role with this team. So a lot of these lineups, like, he's not super active with that pocket pass, just because, like, he's just in a totally different role that he is with Miami, that a lot of these guards that are coming off those screens are getting shots off, especially when he's playing with a guy like Anthony Edwards. Like, how many times is he coming off a screen from Bam where he's just pulling into a kind of a pull-up three or deep midi, that it just feels like he is playing the screening role? Hey, let's be honest. Like, he's going to be screening a lot for this team in Miami. Like, that's going to be a pretty dominant role for him. But I think the other thing, just to mention one more thing about the AD thing, is the defensive stuff and the shot blocking is, like, AD plays this role where a lot of his blocks are coming, like, off weak side stuff, where he's playing off that corner and he could play off weak side, like, blocks. The ideal situation of why Bam wants to play in that four spot in certain lineups is, like, he could be more of a weak side defender. He could kind of generate more blocks and be more of, like, a free safety in a lot of ways, where he can kind of just read and react and kind of generate those blocks. And to be honest, and this could probably be a whole other topic, but I think the defensive player of the year thing helps a lot from what he's doing in Team USA, like, a lot. I think it matters, like, just for him getting put on the map of players backing him and talking about how good he is defensively and being on these promotional things with Team USA and all this stuff that I think people are going to start realizing more and more, because as we've been talking about the last however many years, people are going to start catching on to this guy's probably the best defender in the league. And for me, it's not probably. So it's like, I think this stuff really does help him in the long run, that, like, defensive player of the year could become a reality. And the issue is the Wemby thing is the only thing. Like, as Wemby continues to get this type of stuff, it's going to be harder and harder to get in that mix. So this year is ideal, right? Like, this is the year.
Might win it next season.
He might, just because he generates so much of that. It depends, I guess, on where the Spurs are in the standings. And I know I'm really getting off track here, but I think when you were talking about Team USA and Bam and learning from others, like, I think a lot of it is probably being a little bit louder with his own abilities. Like, it's like promoting himself a little bit more and pushing his own things as these other people do in the awards things. I know they don't care about that, and ideally it's about winning, but at some point, like, people are going to start realizing, you know, how good he is on that end of the floor from a media perspective. So, but to your point, yes, I definitely think from playing with these guys like Steph and even Haliburton in certain points was like really feeding him the ball on these drives, that it's like more about him reacting quick in the pockets. Like, if he catches in the middle of the floor or something, like, he has to shoot immediately. Like, he's not thinking. And I think back to the last time he was playing with Team USA, he was so passive when he'd get the ball in those spots. Like, he'd be getting it and trying to find a kick to find a better player to pass it to. Now he knows he's one of the best players in the world, and he's just much more confident. So I think that matters on this team.
And one more thing I wanted to throw in here. I thought that's a great point that you make as far as, like, the difference between him this time and last time, that he you see that confidence that we've been seeing growing over the past few seasons as far as, like, his own ability to create on ball. And something that I wanted to, like, throw in is, like, we mentioned learning from the guards and the wings. Like, if you're going to be on different spots of the floor, like we've been talking about, since you're not going to be, like, just the main five all the time, the main roller, and if he's going to be, you know, spacing for others at times and popping out into space at times, like, I think it's kind of different for him. Like, I think he's kind of got to learn some of that wing stuff that we're talking about, where, like, you've got to learn when to shoot versus when to attack the basket off the catch. And I think him attacking the basket from the three-point line is kind of new to him, right? Like, that's not really – he's done it, you know, like, he's done it off of handoffs and stuff sometimes, but that's not his primary role, is, like, to score – very while starting off, like, really far away from the rim. We know that he has a good handle for a big, but, like, when he starts dribbling and driving into traffic, I think that's where he gets in trouble, because sometimes he brings the ball too low. And so I think, like, that kind of micro skill, right, just kind of tightening up the handle a little bit in traffic and kind of in those spots on the floor, but also just overall, I think would really help him a lot. Because and again, that's another thing he's gotten better at, because I remember a couple of years ago, that kind of got used against him in the conference finals by the Celtics. And there was still occasions of it, right? Like, it's not been perfected, but I think it can be even better. I think his handle can be a little tighter, and I don't expect him to be like an all-star scoring wing, right? That level of handle where he could just do whatever he wants and he's super shifty. No, I just think that if he tightens it up a little bit, it'll be easier for him to attack certain spaces and not get into trouble in traffic.
After we come back, you mentioned Wemby earlier. So I think we're going to pivot a little bit, and I want to get into real quick the matchups he's going to have in this tournament and what can be gained from those. So before we do, I want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Prize Picks, legal again in the state of Florida. Use the code 5, get that initial deposit matched up to $100. Again, prizepicks.com, code 5. You can play up to 4 players together. It's kind of like a power play. They call it a lineup now. And again, even with the NBA and NHL not active right now, MLB is, MMA, MLS. There's lots of stuff that you can play on there, and the NFL futures are going up as well. So go to prizepicks.com, use the code 5.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. These days, all of us are operating in an information technology space, and that is dangerous. And that's why I signed up for Incogni. You can find it at incogni.com. That's incogni.com/5floor. That's FIVEFLOOR, name of this podcast. And you get 60% off an annual plan. Now, why should you do this? Because data brokers are out there creating shadow profiles on you that include a frightening amount of personal details. These insights are then used by scammers, total strangers, insurance companies, banks, businesses, and even the government. You want to avoid the identity theft, the increased costs, and all of the things that come with this. So you got to sign up for Incogni. They will go through the entire process with you and begin that data removal, so again, you can be safer in this online space. So check it out, incogni.com. Again, that's incogni.com/5floor, spelled out 5floor, and you get 60% off an annual plan.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, they may see France at some point, right? Gobert and Wemby. We talk about Jokic and Jovic. Canada, you may see KO, another old friend, who's actually the captain of that team. So there are some, there's some pretty decent bigs in this tournament. I mean, there's no Pau Gasol, Marc Gasol anymore for Spain, but there's some pretty decent bigs. Sergio any matchups? Well, Alex, any matchups you're looking forward to?
France, for sure. Like, that's the one that I've been the most intrigued by. It's the easy answer because they're, like Brian mentioned on the pod that you guys did, they're at home. So it's going to, there's going to be a buzz. And there's also hype because of Victor. And they have, like, you know, a four-time defensive player of the year alongside Victor. So, and, you know, no three in the key rule. The fact that you can, like, put stuff back and tip stuff out. Like, I feel like it's kind of a cheat code with them two down there. Maybe it's a little bit oversimplified, but it sounds fun in theory. So I'm going to be looking forward to that. You've got, like, feisty NBA veterans like Nick Batum and Evan Fournier. Like, this sounds like, you know, the recipe to a team that goes far and maybe medals. I'm not saying they will, but because it is kind of a competitive Olympics. I think it's going to be really competitive, actually. Like, you've got Serbia, you've got Greece, you've got Australia. And I know I'm missing a couple right now because I'm blanking, but, like, it's just there's a lot of pretty good teams right now in this Olympics. And I think Team USA is going to get, you know, they're going to get tested. They're going to get tested, and it's going to be tough to medal and tough to get that gold despite all their talent. And I think France is going to be right there in the middle of that because they've got Victor and Gobert in the middle of that.
It's also going to be a wash with Germany because I believe Daniel Theiss is their big.
How could I forget the world champs? Oh, my God.
That's a wash of a matchup, clearly. But, Ethan, I want to ask you one because you were asking us about Bam and what he could take for this play. So I want to ask you one just because you mentioned it earlier. Like, Bam's playing with two of the best bigs in the NBA, but obviously Jovic is playing probably the best big in the NBA. I'm like, what do you think Jovic is going to take from Jokic most of all out of all the many things?
I think to be ready for a pass at any time. To me, that's the biggest thing. You play with Jokic, you have to be constantly aware. I think it's going to keep him on his toes. We know Bam is a good passer as well. He's not at Jokic level, and really nobody in history has been. But I think that's going to be the big thing here. I mean, people talk about playing off him defensively and all that. And look, it's going to be harder to play off of Jokic defensively than it is to play off of Bam. And that's the one area where Bam is better. For sure, but I do think offensively, if he cuts, if he moves, slides to the corners, he will get found. And so I do think there's going to be a lot of easy opportunities. People forget that in the World Championships last summer, Jokic was not there. Jokic averaged 10 points a game at about 20-something minutes, or low 20s in terms of minutes. He may play more minutes this time around. I mean, it looks like the ankle is healed enough that he can do that. And so that's kind of what I'm curious about. They don't have excellent guard play. We're talking to Brian about that. But they have the best guard center in the league and or in the world right now. And
I mean, Bogdanovic is a killer internationally, too.
Well, he is. He is a little inconsistent, but yes, he is. But he looks for his also. So I'm curious to see how that blends. But I just think the being around Jokic's approach will really help him. And I'm curious to see who gets the bigger confidence boost, Bam or Jovic. I feel because Jovic is earlier in his development, it may be him. But I said on the last podcast, Bam being anointed by guys like LeBron, by Curry, by KD, and bringing that back. KD has talked about what that was like for him when he was first with Team USA in 2011. I think that's going to be really significant. I think Bam's going to come in with you talked about it, Brady. I think a much stronger mindset off of this experience. And I don't really see how it goes poorly for him. His game is so suited for this. He can make an impact without scoring. And I think that he'll be appreciated by his teammates from the very get-go of this tournament. All right, I want to thank Brady. I want to thank Alex. We got another podcast we're going to do kind of like this. We talk about things Bam's bringing to the table next year. What's the one or two things that other Heat players should be working on this summer? We'll get to that next. Thanks to our sponsors, Prize Picks, use code 5. Also, Better Edge, we have a Team USA tournament coming up, and we're going to be giving away some merchandise with that as well. Have a good one, everybody.
Shout out Josh Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the
Got a two-way.
Fivers and Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.